This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to Noble Quran Stories. And our story today, Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving his family in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Who does he leave in Makkah al-Mukarramah? Why does he leave them in Makkah al-Mukarramah? We find in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 37, Ibrahim is making a dua. He's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the hearts of the people incline towards his family, to make his family that he's left in Makkah al-Mukarramah, make them from amongst those who make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dua to Allah that Allah provides them with sustenance and fruits, that Allah makes them from those who make iqama of the salah, they establish the prayer. So what is the story? What is the background to this story? We find that after Ibrahim alayhi salam left Egypt, he heads off towards Sham, himself, Sarah, and also now the slave girl with them who was gifted to Sarah by the name of Hajar. Hajar was gifted to Sarah by who? By that criminal, by that tyrant who wanted to interfere with Sarah. Allahu musta'an. But eventually when his hand was paralyzed 3 times, he realized that there's some protection upon Sarah, and so he set them all free and they left from Egypt and they moved towards Sham. With regards to Sarah, then we know she was very, very beautiful, and that's why the tyrant wanted to interfere with her. And also, subhanAllah, she will eventually have a son by the name of Ishaq, who eventually will have a son by the name of Yusuf. And we are all familiar with how handsome Yusuf alayhi salam was. And some state, well, this was part and parcel of the beauty and the genes which came down from his grandmother by the name of Sarah. And so she was very, very beautiful, mashaAllah. She was also from the extended family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But unfortunately, she didn't have any children. She was barren. She couldn't bear any children. And so she felt that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he obviously wants children. He would love to have some children. And if I'm unable to give him those children, then maybe I will gift him this slave woman by the name of Hajar to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and maybe then she might fall pregnant, and maybe then Ibrahim alayhi salam would have some children. And subhanAllah, that's exactly what she did, and that's exactly what happened. She sacrificed and she gifted the slave woman by the name of Hajar to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sometime later, Hajar falls pregnant. She gives birth to a son by the name of Ismail. What does Ismail mean? Ismail means the one who is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a young man at the time. It is stated that Ibrahim alayhi salam was around 80 years of age. 80 years of age, subhanallah. So mashaAllah, he has a wife by the name of Sarah, and now he has a son by the name of Ismail from this slave woman by the name of Hajar. What happens then? Well, we find that Sarah, it seems that she got a bit jealous. My slave woman that I gifted to Ibrahim alayhi salam, I mean, yeah, I wanted him to have kids, but I mean, now she's got a son by the name of Ismail, and this doesn't really gel too well. And so Sarah, because of her ghira and her jealousy, she felt that maybe if Hajar and Ismail, they stayed somewhere else, this would be better. Good fences make good neighbors. And so human nature, she felt the sense of jealousy, and the story goes that either it was because Sarah wanted this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to take Hajar and Ismail and take them where? Take them to the desert area known as Faran, as mentioned in the Bible, or as we know it to be Makkah al-Mukarramah. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he takes Hajar and Ismail, little Ismail, and they head off towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. Here in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he leaves Hajar, he leaves Ismail, he turns around and he's on his way back. And so Hajar looks at him, I mean, why are you leaving us here? There's no water here, there's no people here, this is a barren desert, why leaving us here? And she asks, and she asks, and she asks a third time, and then she realizes, and so she says, did Allah order you to do this? And so he said, yes. إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعْنَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forsake us. If Allah is with us, then all is well. If this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will not forsake us. Allah will provide for us. Look at her yaqeen. Look at her tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he leaves them there and then he heads out. And as he is leaving Mecca al-Mukarrama, that's when Surah Ibrahim verse number 37 comes into context. He lifts up his hands and he makes dua. Rabbana, O my Rabb, inni askantu min dhurriyati. I have settled down from my progeny. I have settled down my family here. Where? Biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-Muharram. In a valley where there's no cultivation, there's no crops, there's no food, etc. It's barren. غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. At the place of your bait, at the place of your house. Obviously, there was no Kaaba built at that time, but the foundations were there. Or Ibrahim alayhi salam knows, eventually, he is going to build up the Kaaba in this area. And so he continues in his dua. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Why? That they can be from amongst those who establish the prayer. Make my family from amongst those who establish the prayer. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ. And so, O Allah, make the hearts of the people inclined towards them. What people? There's nobody here. But there will be people, as we will see. وَرُزُقُهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And grant them sustenance from the fruits. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. So that they might make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that they might be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. And look at how Allah answered this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When you go to Mecca al-Mukarrama, you find food from around the globe, from fruits to vegetables to all types of meat, etc. Walhamdulillah. You also find that soon after, the tribe of Jurhum was passing by and they eventually settled in Mecca al-Mukarrama. And Ismail marries into the tribe of Jurhum. He picks up the Arabic language from them, as we will discuss. So the point is, Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua was answered, walhamdulillah. Getting back to Ismail and Hajar, and so soon after the provisions were over, the food they had, the water they had was now finished. The baby needs food. I mean, this woman, she is suckling this little kid, subhanallah. And so she's concerned now. And so she sees the mountain of Safa. She climbs up the mountain of Safa. Maybe in the distance she is able to see water. Maybe she will see somebody around and thus they can help her. She goes up on Safa and there's nobody to be seen. There's no water to be seen. And so she comes down. And in the middle of the valley, she begins to run until she comes to the second mountain by the name of Marwa. She goes up and she looks in the distance, but nothing to be seen. The little kid, he is crying and she is running between these two mountains frantically. In the middle, she runs and she climbs up and looks, but nothing to be seen. Allahu musta'an. 7 times she goes between Safa and Marwa until eventually she hears something. She hears something. And when she looks, she sees next to Ismail, there is an angel. There's a malak, there's an angel. And the angel with his wing or with his foot, he hits the ground and water begins to gush out. And that is the spring of Zamzam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. When you go for Hajj or when you go for Umrah and when you are making the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, remember Hajar. You are doing this in memory of Hajar. Imagine her desperation at that time. Her little kid, no food, no water. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way out. And then they had Zamzam. When you are drinking from Zamzam, remember Ismail alayhi salam. Remember Hajar. So many of the symbols of Hajj and Umrah revolve around Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Imagine the millions of people who drink from the water of Zamzam. For all of these years, billions and billions of people in reality have drank from that water, subhanallah. And it continues to flow, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. When you are drinking from the water of Zamzam, make dua to Allah, for it is blessed water. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that Zamzam is for whatever it is drank for. Make that dua and drink it. And soon after, the tribe of Jurhum, they were passing by. They are Qahtani Arabs. And eventually they settle down in Mecca al-Mukarrama. They saw the birds in the distance and they realize that there's water around here. And so they settle down. Ismail, he marries into the tribe of Jurhum. Ismail picks up the language of Arabic from them. Remember, the Arabs can be divided into 3 categories. The ancient extinct Arabs, like for example Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Hud, that's the extinct Arabs, the ancient Arabs. Then you have the pure Arabs, the Arab al-Ariba, the pure Arabs, like the tribe of Jurhum, etc., Qahtan, and so they are from the pure Arabs. And then you have the Arabized Arabs, those who picked up the Arabic language from the pure Arabs, like Ismail alayhi salam and the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam. Generally we call them the Adnanis. Adnan is from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam. And so, alhamdulillah, they now had company. Ibrahim alayhi salam's son Ismail is now married, mashallah. Eventually, Hajar passes away. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, every now and then, he would come to Makkah al-Mukarramah to visit his son, who's grown up, mashallah. Maybe he has children now. And so, in Sahih al-Bukhari, we find an incident that on one of the visits of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he comes to the house of Ismail, he knocks, and this woman, she answers the door, and this is the wife of Ismail. And so this old man, Ibrahim, now he doesn't mention who he is, and he asks her, how are you people doing? How's everything? Where's your husband? How's everything? And so she begins complaining that we are living in such a bad state, and we don't have food, and we don't have this, and complaints after complaints after complaints. Eventually, the old man says to her that when your husband gets back, give him my salams and tell him to change his doorstep. Tell him to change his doorstep. غير عتبت بابه. And so when Ismail returned and him having a conversation with his wife, she mentioned somebody came, etc. And this is what transpired. And so then Ismail said, that was my father. And he has advised that I divorce you, that I let you go because you are not the best for me. And so he did so. The story goes that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had come another time and he knocks on the door at the house of Ismail. A woman answers, and this is now the new wife of Ismail alayhi salam. How are you people doing? How's everything going, etc.? And this woman, she was, mashallah, everything's fine, everything's good. She made a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the old man said to her that when your husband gets back, tell him to hold on to his doorstep. Tell him to hold on to his doorstep. And so eventually when Ismail comes, conversation, etc., and he says to her that that was my father and he told me to hold on to you. Walhamdulillah. One of the salaf, he was asked, what if my father orders me to divorce my wife? Do I have to obey him in this matter? What if I really like my wife and there's no issue, no problem, but my father's ordering me to divorce her? What do I do? And so that scholar of the Salaf, he said that if your father is a Nabi, then obey him. Obviously, if your father is not a Nabi, and obviously your father can't be a Nabi, and so you do not have to obey him in this matter. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, what happened to Sarah? Well, it is said that about 13 years later, Sarah, she eventually gave birth to a son by the name of Ishaq, subhanallah. And Ishaq will have a son by the name of Yusuf, mashallah, tabarakallah. The Banu Israel, they all come from Ishaq. Allah states, قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزُ وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخَا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. That the wife of Ibrahim, Sarah, she said, oh wonder, يَا وَيْلَتَا, whoa, shall I bear a son when I'm extremely old woman and my husband, he's also very, very old? Most surely this is a wonderful thing. And so the angel came and gave them glad tidings that they would have a son who was Ishaq, and he was also a Nabi, mashallah, tabarakallah. And that is in Surah Hud, verse number 72. And so, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this was the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving his family in Makkah al-Mukarramah. What are some of the lessons we can extract from this story? Number one, we are all human beings, subhanallah. Sarah, she's the wife of a Nabi, but she felt the sense of jealousy and she felt it's best if Hajar and Ismail were not around me. Best if I don't see them, that would be better for our relationships. So, human beings, subhanallah. Number two, that when we give preference to others, then this brings back good upon us. Look at Sarah, she gifted Ibrahim alayhi salam Hajar, and eventually, sometime later, she falls pregnant, subhanallah. In fact, some ulama have stated that if a woman finds that she's unable to fall pregnant, maybe follow this prescription, maybe find your husband a second wife, and maybe then you will fall pregnant. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, that is something that some of the ulama have stated. Number three, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawakkul and reliance. Look at Hajar, if this is the order of Allah, then he will not forsake us. The importance of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ismail's two wives, the first one, she was somebody who was complaining all the time, and eventually that relationship broke. As for the second, she was making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that let my family settle and grant them rizq, etc. Why? So that they might make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and their link with the rites of Hajj and Umrah. So many of the rites of Hajj and Umrah revolve around his family, and so the sa'i between Safa and Marwa because of Hajar, the well of Zamzam because of Ismail alayhi salam, who built the Kaaba. Ibrahim and Ismail, they were the ones who built up the Kaaba. Maqam Ibrahim, that's where we had the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah to grant us an understanding of the noble Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us true followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to make us muwahideen, people of tawheed, upon the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Until we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.